Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everybody, and happy Friday. This is Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve Jones will soon be there from the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And like every Friday show, we're brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Time to get stocked up for the weekend. Water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts hot and fresh every day. The pickle bar, of course. Led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none, as Steve likes to say all the time. Big fan of Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. And big show planned as we end the week. Of course, happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. And a big show planned for today. We got Jeff Byers, Penn State Wrestling play-by-play man at 3:35 today. Then Steve's brother Kevin, the King, calling us at 4:06 for our pick 7. We got 6 college hoop games to pick for this weekend. And then at 4:45 today, Mike Muscala, former Bucknell player, and of course now playing for the Oklahoma City Thunder. He's getting his jersey retired tomorrow at halftime between Bucknell and American, which you can listen on Eagle 107, 1:30 pregame, 2 o'clock tip-off. And so he is flying into the area today. He'll be on campus all day tomorrow. And we'll have Mike on at 4:45 today. As soon as he lands, he's giving us a call. So we're looking forward to having Mike on today, reminisce some about his time at Bucknell, which was just tremendous. And, of course, he's gone on to have a pretty decent NBA career. So Mike's coming on at 4:45 today. So we got a lot to get to, of course. Steve's been talking about it all week. We've been counting down to what's going to be a fantastic doubleheader at the Bryce Jordan Center tomorrow. Noon game between Bucknell and... between Penn State men's basketball and Northwestern at noon. And then at night, we have the night gap between Penn State Wrestling, number 2 in the nation, against number 3 Ohio State. So that's why we got Jeff Byers on for today. We got a really extensive preview coming up for all of our Penn State Wrestling fans. So make sure you definitely want to stay tuned for that at 3:35 today. So it's a big weekend, both in Lewisburg and in University Park. So we're definitely looking forward to that. When it comes to Penn State tomorrow, the only thing I would fear, per se, slightly fear, I guess, is Penn State kind of plays down to the opponent of Northwestern. Because, let's face it, Northwestern's not a very good basketball team. Penn State, especially being at home, should win this game rather easily. Like, this game, to me, if Penn State can put the pedal to the metal early and play the way they're capable of right off the bat, this should be done by halftime. This game should be over by halftime. In an ideal world, in my opinion. And you save some bodies for bigger games coming up down the stretch. But we'll see. You never know with the Big Ten. It's been about as crazy of a year as we've seen it in the conference this year. So Penn State's still going to be ready to play against Northwestern. And as far as the wrestling goes, it's been a remarkable year considering all the injuries that they've endured this year. Sure, you still lost to Iowa, but it's still a lot to wrestle for Penn State. Going to be a tough one tomorrow against Ohio State. Up and down the line, it's going to be a dogfight each weight class, really, when you look up and down. So it's going to be a lot of good stuff happening for Penn State tomorrow. In terms of Bucknell, with Mike Muscala coming back, that's going to be definitely the highlight of the day. It's been a tough year for the Bucknell men's basketball team, trying to break a 4-game losing streak after losing at Navy the other night. And so we'll...
There we go.
Hoping that, that Bucknell will get things going. Yeah, there we go.
And, you know, I turned it on. Well, I just...
I was going to say, did I press the wrong button again?
I don't know. I don't know.
I swear I'm not pressing anything. Was,
all I got was like that. So I said to myself, okay, so what I did was I rebooted the entire system.
Okay.
And by rebooting it, it's like with your computer. You go in and you go to somebody at Best Buy at the Geek Squad. Okay. I think that's what they call it there, right?
That is correct.
And you sit there and you talk to them. And the first thing they say is, did you turn it off and turn it back on again? Hey, you sit there and you go, okay, I did that 4 times. Okay. When that's the first thing they think of, that tells you everything about where you are.
But some people still don't think of that, which is probably why they're instructed to ask people that first. But you did it.
Oh,
you remembered.
Well, I've had to do it a few times here.
This is true.
Yeah, which is fine, because let's face it, we are now already into our 9th year of doing the show, Remarkable, right? Okay. I have had a thorough, complete blast working with Kevin, working with Sean, working with you. And the fact that this works as well as it does, to be frank with you, I think is remarkable.
Totally agree.
I mean, so it doesn't mean that once in a while something doesn't happen. Because once in a while, something does happen. Okay. Well, then you work through it. And we actually do have a backup system. Now, I have to assemble the backup system to do it. And I was too lazy to assemble the backup system this time. I thought to reboot it, see what happens. Because the backup system we use is the same one I use on the road. Yeah, it's the same set of equipment. I just set it up here in the studio, and we work from there. We do have a couple of additional ways of doing it when we go to the backup system. But we go to the backup system, what, 5-6 times a year out of 250 shows?
It hasn't happened yet on my watch.
Don't get too cocky.
Okay? Knock on wood.
The second you say that, suddenly out of nowhere, train derailment. We don't want that. But yeah, so when you think about it, because I want to say the anniversary of the show is February 5th every year. So we just finished our 8th year. Now we're into year 9. And yeah, terrific. And everything in here is the original of what we had when we started. Do you realize that? Everything in here, everything.
Can't beat that.
From day one is exactly the same. You know, Roger did a great job of ordering all the right stuff. And Joe Portelli, of course, is terrific. And Harry came in here, and Harry worked so hard at this. But every single item in here, knock on wood, is exactly the same equipment as we started day one here. And nothing, knock on wood, has had to be repaired. How remarkable is that?
We'll keep our fingers crossed going forward.
Well, do I take good care of it? Yes. I mean, I do, but because it's important to me. But I think it's most of the stuff here, I have no idea how it works. But it works. It works. I think I asked Joe Portelli one time on the computer. And he helped me out on the computer once. He had to come down here and take care of something. That's about it. That really is a remarkable record for equipment. Now, of course, after saying all that, we'll come on Monday and nobody will be able to hear me. What happened to the equipment? I don't know. I think after 8 years, it finally broke down.
Oh, jeez.
Just kidding. Jeff Byers on the show today. The King on the show today. Mike Muscala on the show today. Pretty good. Or yesterday, Jazz called, said, "Boy, I wish you guys would talk about a little bit more wrestling." Now, admittedly, this show talks more about wrestling than every other talk show in America combined. Okay? Excuse me. Would you like to tune into other talk shows? As you tune into other talk shows, where have they ever talked about college wrestling? This show talks more about college wrestling than every other talk show combined in America. Combined. I mean, do you think that in Columbus today, there is a talk show in Columbus? Hey, you know, hey, they got that big wrestling duel meet coming up with Penn State. That should be you. You think that's got any airtime? Negatory. No. They're talking about Ohio State football, the Browns, the Bengals, Ohio State basketball. We dedicate more time on this show to wrestling than every other show in America combined. Combined. I can't imagine anybody else gives it much of any time. Do you think Arizona State beat Penn State earlier this year in wrestling? Do you think in Phoenix that they have talked about wrestling since that night on the talk show? Even a mention? Minnesota? No. Now, Iowa wrestling might get a little airtime someplace, but they're mostly talking about the Hawkeye football team. They're talking about the basketball team, the ups and downs, Luka Garza, the whole thing. Yeah, I'm sure they mentioned Iowa wrestling when it came to the Penn State dual meet. But I don't think there's that realization in the audience that we talk about wrestling or make more wrestling mentions than everybody else combined. I don't mean like more than that guy. I mean than all of them combined. Where are you finding quality wrestling talk out there? Where? Which, you know, go on the internet. Where? I mean, let's get serious here. I was thinking about that every call. I think, well, nobody else ever talks about it except us. I mean, Matt, have you ever heard any station ever talk about college wrestling?
Not that I've seen.
I mean, anywhere. I'm talking like, let's go across the country. I mean, in Oklahoma, well, about Oklahoma City. They're talking about the Thunder, Oklahoma football, Sooners, recruiting. And tomorrow's going to be, they're going to wedge nearly 16,000 people into the Jordan Center tomorrow night. 16,000. It's going to be right in that neighborhood. It's going to be close. You're saying, well, wait, the capacity is 15,261. You can get more in there because you can put people on the floor. And they do a great job of putting out a show in there when it comes to wrestling, don't they? The lights, the whole deal. Fans are awesome. Atmosphere is going to be great. And Jeff Byers will be on in the next half hour. We're going to really, really deep dive and break this one down. I love the timing of it. Right? The timing of it is now you're going to go into the big venue, have the big dual meet, and then, you know, it's going to be February 15th. So you're just, what, I don't know, 3 weeks away from the Big Ten wrestling tournament? And then you've got Nationals in the Dome after that. I love the timing of it. Couldn't be any better. All right, we'll talk with Jeff bottom of the hour. Back with more in a moment. brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sunbury Motors Ford is coming off with their best-selling year in its 105-year history. SMC is committed to Ford Motor Company to sell 1,000 new Fords in 2020. Wow! Pick from 25 of the totally redesigned 2020 Ford Escapes. And they start as low as $21,960. Take up to $7,500 off MSRP of the all-new 2020 Ford Explorer. And they're priced from just $33,965. Sunbury Motors is Central PA's truck capital. Choose from over 120 Ford F-150s and Super Duties. Super Duty. The F-Series truck has been the number one selling vehicle for 43 consecutive years, and SMC has them on sale for as low as $26,794. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, proudly serving the Susquehanna Valley's transportation needs for over a century.
All right, Jeff Byers next half hour, and we're going to have an extensive breakdown with Jeff of the matchup between number 2 Penn State and number 3 Ohio State in the Jordan Center tomorrow night at 7:30. They will get probably nearly 16,000 in there for it, for what is going to be a dynamic event. Dynamic. Boy, some great matchups, and Ohio State has three number one guys. Three number one guys. Pretty impressive. But Penn State, that matchup at 141, is that going to be something else? That matchup at 141. Nick Lee gets to send, I think, a message. That's going to be a terrific bout tomorrow. Terrific bout. All right. Then basketball tomorrow, 13th-ranked Penn State against Northwestern. Pat Spencer is a really interesting story. Pat Spencer played one of the top men's lacrosse players in the country a year ago at Loyola. His final lacrosse game was in the NCAA quarterfinals in East Hartford at Rentschler Field, and I was there for it. And Penn State beat Loyola and Pat Spencer, and Spencer had a great game, to advance to their first ever NCAA Final Four. So Jeff Tambroni, the men's lacrosse coach at Penn State, I was talking with Jeff last night, and Jeff said, "Hey, Steve, how's Pat doing as a basketball player?" I said, actually pretty good, Jeff. He's averaging, double digits. He's hitting about 45% of his shots on the field. He said, "He's actually been pretty good." I said, "But he's made a real change in his mindset." And he said, "What's that?" I said, "He actually passes the ball now." And Jeff just about fell over on the floor. Hey, how about Russ Rose? Sandy Barber on the talk show last night announcing that Russ Rose has received a 4-year contract extension to be the women's volleyball coach at Penn State. 4-year contract extension for Russ Rose. Think the world of Russ Rose. He's been here 41 years and I've been here 40. Wow.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, K Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show, time to stock up for the weekend. Matt likes to camp out, but there's no need, Matt. They have great, great hours. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar. I know that Buter loves the garlic, but the pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, all together now over there in Mifflinburg, second to none. All at Brewer's Outlet, Reagan Street, and Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. What a day-night doubleheader it's going to be tomorrow. Penn State basketball, Nittany Lions 13th in the nation, taking on Northwestern. That will be at noon. And then tomorrow night, nearly 16,000 will be on hand as number 2 Penn State wrestles number 3 Ohio State. With that, we bring in the terrific play-by-play voice of Penn State wrestling, Jeff Byers. Hello, Jeff.
Always nice to be had, Steve.
All right, so let's... Can I start with Nick Lee? Are we watching before our eyes the potential drive to the top of a podium?
I don't think there's any question about it, Steve. There are different guys that you see progress at different rates during the course of their careers, and you've just seen Nick Lee steadily progress throughout his career, but there is just a different gear this season, and he is just wrestling so sharply right now, Steve, and obviously this will be one of the most anticipated regular season meetings, and I think it'll be the first of three between these two as he'll wrestle Luke Fletcher here, of course, on Saturday night. And Luke has also, since moving up to 141, also just much more offensive-oriented here. And both of these guys not just have been winning, they've been winning big against really good competition this season. But I just think Nick Lee right now, barring injury, is the guy to beat. And again, we'll get a better indication of that tomorrow night. But Nick right now is just, he's scoring a lot of points from top. He is finishing his shot so cleanly. He's always been able to get in, but where he's gotten himself in trouble the first couple of years at times is just with the guys being able to counter well against him. That just, he is not allowing that to happen this season, and he's always been pretty good at getting out from underneath. And I just think right now he is wrestling as well as anybody in the country at any weight in terms of putting all three phases of the sport together.
Critical to any kind of postseason success, whether it's the Big Ten tournament or the NCAA, is the ability to get bonus points. Would Nick Lee and Roman Bravo Young be two guys that you would look at that would have the capability of piling up some bonus points?
Yeah, for sure. And Roman has just done a great job also, again, improving off of that freshman year. And these last few weeks, Steve, I think he's caught a different gear here and taken his game to another level. And, yeah, I think those two will certainly be counted on for bonus points. Obviously, you're counting on Vincenzo, Joseph, and Mark Hall to rack up bonus points, certainly in the early rounds as well. And I really think this is a team that has some other guys that are capable. Aaron Brooks keeps getting better and better, and I think as he figures some things out, that's a guy that could get some bonus points. And Shakur Rashid, if he can get himself healthy and confident enough to where he's wrestling like he used to be. Obviously, he's a threat to pin anybody at any time with that cross-face cradle. So the potential for bonus points is there. Certainly, Roman and Dick will be counted on along with Vincenzo and Mark. And then if you can get, another kid or two to get some bonus points for you along the way, especially at the national tournament, you end up putting yourself in pretty good stead here in terms of making a run at the national title.
Jeff, where do you think Shakur Rashid is right now?
Yeah, what I've been saying, Steve, is that I think he took baby steps this last weekend, and they were significant baby steps, but they need him to take some big strides here between now and the postseason. So I think it's heading in the right direction. I don't think it's heading as quickly as you'd like to see in terms of getting back to where he was one of the dominant forces in the sport last season and even 2 years ago. But I think last weekend was big for him in that we saw more penetration. Now, still not finishing off as cleanly as you'd like to see and as he wants. But we saw more penetration, more aggressiveness, much better top wrestling, kind of what we've become accustomed to with him from the top this past weekend than what we've seen so far this season. So I think he's definitely heading in the right direction. Whether he can get to where he needs to be when March rolls around, I think is still an open-ended question. But, I think he's certainly closer than he has been at any point this season, and the trend is up. But it needs to get significantly up here, I think, if he's going to get on the podium in March.
Jeff, what do you think about Vincenzo Joseph right now? Is he wrestling like a national champion?
Yeah, Steve, to be honest with you, I think he's wrestling the best he's wrestled in his career in terms of putting everything together. He's just not making mistakes out there, and he is really wearing opponents down. And I just thought the performance he had against Wisconsin, against Evan Wick, who is a really long kid and typically gives wrestlers who are facing him for the first time fits, and is really good on top. And Vincenzo got that reversal against him, just finished off a couple of really clean takedowns, rode him very effectively and got the riding time point. And I just thought that was as clean of a bout for 7 minutes of wrestling as we've seen from Vincenzo. And I really do just like the look in his eye right now, the demeanor he has, and the way he's wrestling. I think, and it's obviously been a remarkable career, but I think right now Vincenzo is wrestling as well, if not better, than he has at any point in his career.
What does it say about Mark Hall, the way he bounced back from what is obviously a disappointment at Iowa?
Yeah, I don't think he was all that fazed by it. Disappointed for sure, and obviously wanted to win that bout, and knows that that bout victory could have given the Nittany Lions a dual meet win, and I think that probably eats at him more than the individual result itself. But he knows that he's more than capable of winning the national title, and I think firmly believes he will win the national title. And I think, you know, for him, it's just a matter of kind of cleaning some things up here over the next couple of weeks and getting himself to where he's feeling fresh and ready to go for the postseason. But, you know, he's been around the sport long enough and has been in the spotlight long enough that, you know, he is not terribly concerned about the one regular season loss. He knows sure. that the biggest tournaments are just ahead of him, and I think he's in a very good place, and he's obviously always been just such a cool customer out there, Steve. Just so confident and so comfortable in all positions, and I still think, I know he'll go in as the 2 seed, obviously, for the Big Ten tournament. I still think he is clearly the guy to beat in both Big Tens and the Nationals at 174 this year.
Jeff, you want everybody to be better from year to year. It's not a guarantee, though. It's never a guarantee. So where, in your opinion, is Mark Hall better than a year ago?
Yeah, the two things that I think he is definitively better, his top game, and he's always been good on top, but he is he's scoring points, and he's really using that top position to wear opponents down. And you know, you can build up riding time, and you can do some good things on top, but not be scoring points and not necessarily taking a line out of your opponent. And he is doing that in a way this season, I think, that he did not do earlier in his career. And again, he's always been very good on top. The other thing that I think he is just a little better at is sensing when those opportunities are there and making sure he cashes in on the points, whether it's a takedown opportunity or, you know, certainly trying to get a pin, and just a little bit more maybe of that killer instinct, if you want to look at it that way, but just kind of capitalizing on the big opportunities when they are there. I just don't know that he's really missed on those when he's had them this season.
All right, I want to get to Brooks for a moment. This is a guy that has stepped in because he needed to step in. What have you thought about his caliber of wrestling, and where is he better now just in a short period of time?
Yeah, he's gotten a lot better on bottom, Steve, and it's, you know, pretty typical, especially for the elite guys, that bottom part is the area of greatest concern anyway.
Yep.
Early in their career, because they're just not used to being there.
Yeah,
it's not something
exactly,
they have to worry about.
Exactly right. They're always putting you down.
Exactly. So, but he has gotten a lot better, and I think has a real good sense now for the movement that he has to create from that bottom position to not get ridden. And I also think he really is starting to kind of develop, and he had it to begin with, but more of a sense of figuring out how it is he needs to score. And you can almost just see him working through each match. That first period, it's like, let's see what was going to work. Oh, it looks like this was going to work today. And then by that third period, it's like, yep, this is working today. And it's just, he's really a fun kid to watch because he is such a student of the game and has the ability to beat you in so many different ways. And he's getting better on top as well. But I think, you know, getting in and cleanly finishing his takedowns is something that he has improved on pretty dramatically here if you go back and look at where he was in November or early December.
All right. Seth Nevels has done some nice things this season. In your opinion, though, Jeff, where is he right now?
See, I to be honest with you, he's the one that I think we're still the most uncertain about.
Yeah, that's why I asked it, because yeah, it just seems like it's like the graph is up and down.
Yeah, and you just don't know. I'm really disappointed, and it just happens. I mean, injuries occur, I get it. But I was really hoping to get that opportunity to wrestle Trent Hilger of Wisconsin, who I think is still ranked fifth in the country. And I really thought, because kind of felt that he wasn't quite there yet. Now, he might get there in the postseason, but with those top two or three guys in the country, and clearly in the two meetings with number one and number three, he was not able to get the job done. But against everybody else, he's been very effective, and he'll get a good test here against Gary Trott, that this is about, but he's certainly expected to win. But, Steve, I think he could finish as high as fourth or fifth here at the national tournament, and I also think it's possible he'll miss out on All-American honors. I think he is definitely somewhere in that 5 to 12, 13 range, but exactly where in that range, I'm not sure. And I'm not sure that anybody really is just yet. I don't think he's quite there with Gable Stevenson or Tony Cassiope just yet. But, we still have another month, and then can he close that gap and maybe change those results around possibly? But I think... to me, it's a little bit of a question mark in terms of exactly where he fits in that heavyweight picture. I think probably this season you're looking at a ceiling of four or five, and I think, worst case scenario, if he's healthy, you're probably looking at round of 12 and just missing on All-America honors. But, you're talking about a huge difference here in terms of points at the tournament, whether you get to the round of 12 or whether you finish fifth in that weight class, and I think he's one of the kind of wild cards for Penn State here as they head into the postseason.
Obviously, there's going to be a lot of terrific matches, and we started out this with Nick Lee. But give us a rundown on Luke Pletcher, who's number one. There's going to be a combined 39-0 out there in the mat. He's got 23 of them.
Yeah. Steve, I have really been, I think Nick Lee has probably made more progress from last year to this year than anybody else on that Penn State team. And Roman would be the one other that maybe you could give that title to. I think Luke Pletcher is the guy that has made the most strides. And again, both these guys, Lee and Pletcher, it wasn't like they had anything to hang their heads about in their careers to this point. They were both great wrestlers, but they both have just stepped up their game significantly. Pletcher has become much more offensive-oriented. He was kind of known at 133 as a guy that would find ways to win, very tough to score on, very tough to beat, but I don't know if it's just that he's more comfortable being up at 141 or just the experience that he has now as a senior, but it's like you're watching a different wrestler. And again, he's always been a winner, but he is fun to watch this year. I mean, he's really an entertaining wrestler, and he's putting up a whole lot of points and can turn with the best of them. He's really become very, very effective on top and efficient with his scoring there. Clean with his shots, and he's obviously always been very tough to score on. So, to me, this is about, and you never know what sports could end up a 3-2 bout, but boy, going in, I really think the winner of this bout is going to have to get into double digits, because I just think both these guys are going to get their fair share of takedowns and rack up the points here on Saturday night. I think this will be not just one of the most anticipated bouts. I think this will be one of the most entertaining bouts that you'll see in college wrestling.
Can you imagine it's 2-1 in the third? And you're like, oh, I can't believe Stephen X talks over 2-1 third. I got that. We talked about Shakur Rashid. Now he's got Colin Moore. When you look at Colin Moore, who's really built himself over time, what has made him into the kind of wrestler he is today.
Yeah, he is just a rock-solid guy, Steve. He's not a guy that just wows you or overwhelms you with the athleticism. And not to say he's not athletic, obviously he is, but he's just a guy that is really fundamentally sound, just very tough to score on, does everything well. He's not spectacular in terms of putting on a show the way a Bo Nickel or somebody like that was, but he's a guy that is very efficient, doesn't waste a lot of movement out there on the mat, really good with just, again, fundamentals. He knows how to get out from bottom, is effective with his rides, very good with penetration and creating scoring opportunities for himself and then quickly finishing. And, again, he's a guy that you just kind of come away from saying, yeah, he's just good at everything. I don't know that he's spectacular or great at anything, but he's just really good at everything he does out there.
I love the placement of this to have something like this on February 15th. What does it mean to the wrestlers? I mean, the program is obviously the program. It's the best in the country in any sport. But what does it mean to the wrestlers to be on this stage at home?
It is a big deal, Steve, and they are excited about it. We talked with Nick Lee on the coach's show on Wednesday about just kind of how special it is, and you remember these matches at the Jordan Center a little more because you know all the people that are going to be there, and you know you're going to be on the national television scene, and these matches take on a little different magnitude, and they love the theatrics of it. I mean, they really have done a terrific job of putting on a show here with all of the sidelights and everything that goes into the production now at the Jordan Center. So this is something special, and I think the fact that this year's match is coming as the final conference dual meet of the season makes it a little more significant even still, and especially for the seniors. I think Nick Lee and Vincenzo and Mark Hall are, this is something, obviously this will be one of the lasting memories now, whatever happens here on Saturday night from their Penn State careers. So it is a big deal. They love Rec Hall. That Rec Hall is home. But there is something special about having that opportunity at the Bryce Jordan Center and getting nearly 16,000 into that place to watch a college wrestling meet that I think you can't help but get the juices going if you're any kind of a competitor.
Saturday's going to be a cool day. It's going to be a
It's going to be a fantastic day.
And it's going to be an absolute – and to cap it off with that, you're going to wedge 16,000 people into there Saturday night. It's going to be awesome.
Yep, that's a fact.
Jeff, you're the best. Thank you so much, my friend, as always.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day in the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we are in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. To the top of the hour we go. News coming up at the top of the hour. Then after we're done depressing you with that, we'll come back with something uplifting like the King and then Mike Muscala. Our thanks to Jeff Byers for being on the show today. To preview tomorrow night's showdown between Penn State and Ohio State in wrestling at the BJC, which will start at 7:30. Tomorrow, Penn State basketball at noon. I'm beginning at 11:30. Nittany Lions ranked 13th in the nation. And believe it or not, if they can win tomorrow and Michigan State at home beats Maryland tomorrow night, guess who's in first place in the Big Ten?